The Cast 11 Podcast Network is sponsored by the Prescott Valley Outdoor Summit, where adventure comes together. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, shares how to turn your patio into a paradise. Learn which plants do well in containers in full sun. See which plants are low-maintenance year-round outdoor potted plants. Find the winter-hardy container plants and which flowering plants are best in large pots. The mountains of Arizona are famous for glorious weather best enjoyed outdoors. Many gardeners created outdoor decks, living rooms, and kitchens that call to the outdoors. Plants that perform well in raised beds and containers add vibrancy to these relaxed spaces. You have to love the patio this time of year. Whether your deck basks in the sun or functions as a shady retreat surrounded by trees, there's a gorgeous patio plant for your garden. Our top picks for mountain plants that outshine the rest through the growing season from April to November. Begonia, few plants tolerate windy shade with such blooming beauty. Non-stop flowers cover this waxy plant for continual color until the first hard freeze in November. Even then, plants can be brought indoors for winter-long beauty and a fresh new set of flowers next spring. Boxwood, Buxus, a formal patio isn't complete without the elegance of boxwood. Petite Pillar maintains a tidy shape in containers, while larger cultivars like Green Tower make an excellent accent or screening plants. Bromeliad, Bromeliaceae, the strappy tropical leaves make a fun patio accent. Plants usually fade after blooming, but you can repot the pups forming around the plant's base and grow more of your own. Best of all, they make a great houseplant when stored inside for winter. Coleus, Plectranthus scutellarioides, the explosion of new cultivars at the garden center means a leaf color to match every gardener's whim. Bright flowers are best pinched from the plant to keep it fat and bushy, but remember, hummingbirds and butterflies are highly attracted to the flowers. Best grown in the shade. Caladium, not many patio plants show off in the full shade, but caladium does so happily. Average water needs and a pest-free disposition make caladiums an easy addition to any container garden. Cannas, Cannaceae, command attention wherever they grow, and the taller varieties like Giant Durban make great screening plants for your patio. Cannas are very hungry and thirsty plants, so keep them moist and feed them with 7-4-4 all-purpose plant food to reach their full potential. Creeping Jenny, Lysimachia numillaria, is the perfect patio plant for container edging, ground covers, hanging baskets, or anywhere you want a splash of chartreuse foliage. Plants fare better in partial shade than in intense afternoon sun, which can bleach the leaves. Croton, Codium variegatum, is often found in the houseplant section of the garden center. The leathery rainbow-hued leaves thrive on covered patios and only require moderate water. They make excellent tropical patio plants that grow better on a bright patio exposed to the elements through the end of October. Dwarf Alberta spruce, Picea glauca, is for those craving a specimen tree with the perfect tiny evergreen form that never outgrows its welcome. These plants are so cold hardy it survives the coldest winter, even in pots. Foxtail fern, Asparagus ethiopicus, add a fun sculptural accent to patio containers and hanging baskets. It looks like a Medusa-inspired gathering of bright green plumes. Plant it in partial shade for more ferny heads. Gardenia is famous for its heady fragrance and grows best as a patio specimen in partial shade. Gardenia roots don't like to be disturbed, so choose a larger 18-inch container for years of evergreen patio enjoyment. Geranium pelargonium appears at the garden center in late spring, which coincides with Mother's Day. Moms love this bright bloomer. Tell her to grow them in full sun, water regularly, and feed bimonthly with Waters' famous flower power. Hibiscus, jumbo blooms, and bright neon colors make the tropical hibiscus a patio favorite. Provide plenty of sunshine and a bimonthly feeding of Waters' flower power to keep this bold bloomer showing through autumn. Lantana suffered a bad rap for being invasive in the desert. The new cultivars at Waters Garden Center are fruitless, limiting their spread through neighborhoods. They bloom continuously in summer through autumn in the brightest sun and exhibit drought resistance, especially in larger patio containers. Million Bells Calibrachoa bloom prolifically through the heat of summer. Add them to the edge of a patio urn, where they cascade and spill over containers that scream, "A gardener takes care of me." New Guinea Impatiens, place containers of this shade lover away from the afternoon sun for a bright bloomer until the first deep freeze. Ornamental Pepper, Capsicum annuum, move over flowers and foliage for brilliant fruits of these ornamental peppers. Plant them at the edge of your container in front of a tall spiky plant like purple millet and showy autumn grasses. Found late summer through fall, this edible pepper is more shine that you will never want to pick a single fruit. Pendas, few plants attract more butterflies and hummingbirds than this free-flowering beauty. Cheerful star-shaped flowers bloom in fat clusters of white, pink, lavender, and red all summer long on mounded foliage that reach 18 inches with 6+ hours of sun. Purple fountain grass Penicetum sedaceum waves merrily in the slightest mountain breeze, adding instant drama to a bland patio. The plants look gorgeous as standalone specimens and make handsome partners when paired with trailing plants like the sweet potato vine. Free gardening class at Waters Garden Center in August. Fun gardening classes grow green thumbs of even novice gardeners. Classes are free and are held at Waters Garden Center at 9:30 a.m. every Saturday morning. August 6th at 9:30 a.m. Proper planting for success. August 13th at 9:30 a.m. Wildlife and bug prevention. August 20th at 9:30 a.m. Best evergreen landscapes. August 27th at 9:30 a.m. Gardening for newcomers. Visit the entire class schedule. Until the next issue, I'll be helping local gardeners landscape stunning patios here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10vegetables.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com.